Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Kicking off today, Apple and Spotify are reportedly in talks to allow Spotify users to control music playback with Siri. This news comes as Apple faces increasing antitrust scrutiny, some of which has been brought upon by Spotify itself. According to a report from The Information, Apple and Spotify are discussing a plan that would let iPhone users tell Siri to play songs, playlists, and albums with voice control. These conversations reportedly stem from new APIs in iOS 13 that make it possible for developers of audio apps to better integrate with Siri. iOS 13 opens the Siri Kit framework to third-party music, podcast, audiobook, and radio applications. This is seemingly what Spotify is hoping to tap into as part of its efforts to integrate with Siri. In fact, Spotify has gone as far as to drop some of the accusations it made towards Apple earlier this year. In March, Spotify had filed a complaint with the European Commission over the App Store and Apple Music. At that time, Spotify launched a website dedicated to detailing its complaints against Apple. One such complaint made on that website is that Spotify could not integrate with Siri on iOS and HomePod. Within the last week, however, Spotify has updated its website to note that Apple has opened up Siri to third-party audio service, though many of its other claims are still there. iOS 13 will launch to the public next month, at which point it will be up to Spotify to launch its integration with Siri. In other news, Apple has announced this week that it is expanding the availability of contactless student IDs in the Apple Wallet app to several new universities. This expansion comes just in time for the start of the 2019 school year, with Apple saying that it means over 100,000 students will be able to access their ID from iPhone and Apple Watch. In total, Apple is rolling out student ID support in Wallet to 12 new universities, including Clemson, Georgetown, Tennessee, Kentucky, and more. Students at these schools will be able to add their ID to Apple Wallet, allowing them easy access from iPhone and Apple Watch. Once they add their student ID to Apple Wallet, students can hold their iPhone or Apple Watch near a reader anywhere physical student ID cards are accepted. Apple first added support for student cards in Apple Wallet with iOS 12 and watchOS 5. Launch partners included Temple University, Duke University, and several others. This month's expansion is the biggest expansion yet of the support, and it's just in time for the 2019-2020 school year. Several months ago, Apple launched a voluntary recall and replacement program for older model 15-inch MacBook Pros because of battery safety concerns. Now, the United States Federal Aviation Administration has addressed the recall and advised airlines on what precautions they should take. As a quick refresher, Apple announced the voluntary recall in June, saying it affected older MacBook Pros sold between September 2015 and February 2017. According to Apple, these units contain a battery that may overheat and pose a fire safety risk. In a statement to Bloomberg, the FAA said that it is aware of the recalled batteries and said that it has alerted U.S. airlines about the recall. In conjunction with that warning, the FAA reminded airlines to follow safety guidelines for recalled batteries. This means that the affected 15-inch MacBook Pros are not allowed to be taken on flights as cargo or carry-on baggage. It's unclear how exactly the United States Airlines will manage this ban. Cargo operations company Total Cargo Expertise said that its airport staff and flight attendants will make announcements about the ban at the gate and prior to takeoff. Given that they are based out of the UK, it's unclear how airports in the United States will manage this ban and if they will make similar announcements in airports and prior to takeoff. On Monday, we told you about rumors of the 2019 iPhone lineup, including the iPhone 11 Pro branding. Now, we have even more evidence to support that naming scheme. Casemaker ESR, which sells numerous iPhone cases on Amazon and other retailers, is currently betting on the name iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max. A leaked document from ESR shows a stock list for the upcoming flagship iPhone season, with leather cases and glass screen protectors all carrying the iPhone 11 brand. According to this ESR product list, the iPhone 11 is what everyone has been referring to as the iPhone XR's successor. This would be the 6.1-inch LCD iPhone that will now feature two cameras instead of one. The iPhone 11 Pro is the iPhone XS follow-up. Here, we're expecting a square camera bump with a triple-lens camera module, upgraded front camera, and more. The 6.5-inch model, the successor to the iPhone XS Max, is apparently going to be named the iPhone 11 Pro Max. Casemakers such as ESR generally make naming predictions based on supply chain research. However, they have a huge incentive to be right. Many casemakers commence production of cases for new iPhones months and weeks before Apple's official announcement. This means that if they produce a batch of inaccurate cases, they'll have to scrap that and start over. Apple will unveil the new iPhone lineup at a media event next month, and we currently expect invites to be sent out to members of the press over the next couple of weeks. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at major improvements to the Adobe Lightroom editor on Mac and iOS. We also have a hands-on video with four helpful USB-C accessories for Mac users. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.